I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Tragedy in Newark overnight, a fatal house fire that killed two children. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria.
A happy birthday banner still hangs around the doorway of 26 Eckerd Avenue. The family had been celebrating the birthday of one of the two children who died in the fire. The blaze broke out around midnight. Linwood Duncan lives in that house, and he said this was his worst fear, that people would not be able to escape. There was always furniture in the hallway.
They got TVs inside the hallway. That was broken TV. I said, listen, if it's a fire, you know what I mean? It's a fire hazard because you can't get out.
Duncan wasn't home when the fire started. He wants the landlord held accountable for this. A woman named Simpson lives next door and knew the children.
It was really, really painful because, like I said, these were beautiful, beautiful children.
The Essex County prosecutor is now investigating. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Newark.
Eight other people were injured in the fire. Also in Newark, a carjacking of an off-duty officer early yesterday morning. Police say the car of an East Orange officer was rear-ended. He got out to check the damage. This is about 4:30 yesterday morning. Three masked men approached, took his keys, stole his car. The incident is still under investigation. The vessel at Hudson Yards reopens tomorrow. The structure has been closed for some 1,200 days after several people used it to commit suicide. It opened back in 2019 and was considered an instant architectural icon with its zigzagging stairs. But in an 18-month span ending in July 2021, four people took their lives. A Hudson Yards official says an upgraded safety plan is now in place, including steel mesh barriers. A rally is scheduled for today at Bleecker Street and 6th Avenue in the Village in support of Proposition 1. It's a constitutional amendment designed to protect New Yorkers' reproductive freedoms. Numerous public officials will be on hand, including Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine.
This is a critical measure, and it's facing a fierce political pushback from folks on the right. Manhattan's going to have a big role in whether this proposition passes. So we're coming together as a borough, leaders from all over Manhattan, to rally tomorrow on behalf of Prop 1 to tell voters here to vote yes.
Proponents say that Prop 1 will close loopholes in the state constitution to guard against discrimination. The trial of Daniel Penny is scheduled to begin tomorrow with jury selection. Penny is the Marine vet charged in the choking death of a homeless man on the subway back in May 2023. Penny has pleaded not guilty. His attorneys argue that Penny saw a, quote, genuine threat and took action to protect the lives of others. And the attorneys called the victim, Jordan Neely, insanely threatening. The DA's office says Penny put Neely in a fatal chokehold for about 6 minutes and, quote, continued well past the point at which Mr. Neely had stopped purposeful movement. How about a jeans heist? Police say some $200,000 worth of designer jeans stolen yesterday morning from a store in Lower Manhattan. A store at 188 Bowery, the Nudie Jeans Repair Shop, was hit by several men just after 7 a.m. Police say they broke the front glass door and then took 94 pairs of jeans with a price tag of $1,200 apiece. And police say they arrested a 19-year-old who was serving as a lookout, but the other suspects got away.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.